Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We are talking about last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So let's start right into it. The bulk of the meeting last night was spent talking about the fireworks ordinance and changes to that. So just take us through what was discussed last night and kind of what some of the changes might be.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good discussion last night at the council meeting. There were three major changes proposed. One was removing the 200-foot setback for fireworks displays around things like hospitals and senior care facilities. The next was reducing the fine from $500 to $50. And with a little bit more research and the help with our city attorney, we realized that the state actually set the minimum fine that we can charge somebody with at $250. And then the third thing that was kind of suggested for change was expanding the days that fireworks would legally be able to be shot off. So with those three items of discussion, council had a really engaging conversation. It was fun to watch. And I think we'll be able to come to a resolution, but fireworks are going to be one of those things that not everybody is going to be happy. Not everybody's going to get exactly what they want just because there's so many ways to go about it. And quite honestly, I feel for the police department because no matter what city council does and sets as the rules and laws for fireworks, it's just really difficult to enforce because unless the officer actually sees somebody lighting fireworks off in person, it's incredibly difficult to enforce. And our police department can't be everywhere all the time, and I think it's a shame that they are subjected to having to run back and forth across town just trying to catch people lighting off fireworks. So hopefully this year everybody can be a lot more respectful of law enforcement and the laws of Perry, but hopefully maybe we'll come up with some new additions to that fireworks ordinance and see how that comes out this year.
Now, they did pass the first reading of the new ordinance. Just kind of take us through what was decided with that first reading.
Yep. So with the first reading that they did approve reducing the fine from $500 to $250. They kept the 200-foot setback, but then they made fireworks. In the first reading, they proposed that fireworks are legal July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So a little bit more time to let people kind of enjoy the purchases that they make. So we'll see how that comes out. It did not pass to waive the rules for the second and third reading at this meeting, but that will be taken back up at the first meeting in June.
All right. Definitely a topic that we will continue to monitor going forward here.
You betcha.
Now, the first thing that was really discussed was actually a proclamation by the mayor, John Andorf, that was about the 50th anniversary of Home Rule. So just explain to us today a little bit about what Home Rule is and how that affects the city.
Yeah, so Home Rule boils down to the state legislature acknowledging that cities and counties should be able to set their own rules independently before they had to go through the state to set any rules that they wanted. So now we can do things like fireworks, peddlers, you know, whatever it may be. And over the last 5 years or so, I've seen that acknowledgement of Home Rule really erode and kind of become erased from the state legislature's minds, which is sad for everybody, really. It's not something that's good because every town is different, every county is different, and every county and city school district needs to be able to have that flexibility to work independently of each other and do what's right for them.
All right. Well, moving along after that, a lot of the discussion last night was about project updates. Just take us through what is the latest on the projects that we've been talking about this whole year.
Yeah, last night the physical bulk of the agenda was mostly change orders and pay requests. So to me, that's a good sign that things are moving along, things are getting done. So we had a number of projects going on. One is the soccer complex, and that is just about done now. It's just kind of a waiting game to let seed come in and turf develop. So try and stay off the grass out there, but certainly go out and check out the work that's been done out there. And again, we're so grateful to be able to have a local contractor that was able to pick that project up and see it through to completion. The South 16th Street Sewer Project is about 2 weeks out from being completed. The Willis Avenue Bridge, the structure is set within the creek bed, and there's water flowing through it, so it's kind of a bridge now. But about 3 to 4 more weeks of that, they'll be doing the backfilling, finishing up some of the utility work, and then paving the road back over. So that's really moving along. And then kind of another big project that isn't one that people will necessarily be able to see, but phase one of the Mercury Center roof repair was completed, and phase two was approved for moving ahead on construction. So hopefully in the next couple of months, Central States Roofing will be able to get back up there and finish out the rest of the roof, and then we should be completely good on leaks and worrying about that roof for another 15 or 20 years.
Absolutely. And then for the two street projects, the 16th Street and then the Willis Avenue Bridge, the roads will be opened up after those are completed, or are those going to be opened up beforehand?
They'll be opened up afterwards. There is some road repair work that was, the road was damaged on South 16th, so they'll have a crew in there repairing some of that asphalt. But then Willis Avenue will basically be a brand new road, so when that's done and backfilled and finished out, it will be good to roll on through there.
All right. Well, City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, I just wanted to take a minute to remind everybody of the Memorial Day closures and route changes that are coming up. So Monday, May 28th, City Hall and then Perry Waterworks will be closed. The McCurry Center and the library will be closed on both Sunday and Monday. And then for garbage and recycle routes, Monday's routes will be picked up on Tuesday. Tuesday's routes will be picked up on Wednesday. And then there will be no yard waste pickup on Wednesday, May 30th. But yard waste will resume June 6th on the north side of Willis.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it, as always.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.